What's up, guys? Welcome back to Coaches Don't Play. Today, the coach is in Surrey. We in Surrey. What's up, Balraj?
Hey, hey.
I just stopped it.
Welcome to Slurry.
Welcome to Slurry. I'm in Surrey this week, you guys. As most of you guys know, Gravine's sister's getting married. I'm here for the week, and I'm hanging out with my girl Balraj, aka Leduhead.
I'll take it.
There's a story behind that, which we'll tell you guys. So, bud, you just have to put the mic closer to you. Like, see how I'm holding it? Like, a little bit, like, see, like, right here.
It's my first time.
Like, very, very close.
I haven't been this close to something in a long time.
Oh, sure there, buddy.
Oh, out of practice here, sorry.
Out of practice. So Balraj is my go-to person here in Surrey. I think I pretty much just hang out with you the whole time I'm here, usually.
Usually, right?
Yeah. Balraj is Manveer's cousin. You guys know Manveer. She's been on the podcast a few times, one of my best friends. Basically, I've known you since you were a kid, right?
Yeah. You've known me since the days I took a shit on my shoes.
What?
You don't know that story?
No.
I shot on my own light-up shoes.
Shit. You took a shit on your shoes?
Yeah, and then my mom holds me down.
What do you mean? Like, you took it, you went on and you sat on your shoes and took a shit?
Somehow I managed to do it.
Ew, that's disgusting. I would not expect any less from you, Balraj. So, give us a little information about yourself. Age, your weight, your height. I'm just kidding.
This is the kind of stuff you gotta tell me beforehand.
I'm kidding, man.
I was like,
I'm kidding. Yo, being on a podcast is hard, right?
It is, but I mean, I'll still put it out there. You know, your girl's single.
Yeah, your girl.
26, 5'6". The weight will leave out. Ain't no one's business what I weigh. Okay? You can find it for yourself.
Wait, how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6"? Okay. Yeah. You're like Shami's height then.
Yeah.
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 You a tall girl. Tall for a brown girl you are.
Isn't 5'6 average?
I don't know for a brown girl if that's average. I think like 5'5", maybe like 5'4", 5'5" is average for a brown girl. Maybe.
All the more reason to hit me up.
All the more reason to... What?
Just kidding.
Yeah, you're not basic. You're not basic.
I'm not basic and I don't drink pumpkin spice lattes. So.
I do. Fuck you. Bro, what's wrong with the pumpkin spice latte? Why is everyone hating on the pumpkin, the PSL?
You got your UGG boots too?
I do. I wear UGGs year round, baby. Everyone who knows me,
you know?
Knows me that I wear UGG boots year round. Because you know what? Real authentic UGGs are supposed to keep your feet warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Oh, do they keep them
cool
in the summer?
Yeah, that's the whole
See,
thing.
I didn't know that. I got fugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you didn't shop at Payless Shoes for your Uggs, you'd know.
Latest was Old Navy, but yeah.
Yeah, bro. I did have a pair of Fugs as well, but yeah, they're no, like the type of, okay, we don't need to go into the aerodynamics
the
of the Uggs.
Material.
The fucking clawing, trying to die for material.
What kind of thread count are they?
What kind of thread count? They're 360. I was kidding.
Yeah, mine were definitely fake.
Yeah, I literally am googling it right now.
Over here.
All right. So the reason I want to have Balraj on the podcast today is Balraj, you have some like pretty funny fucking dating stories.
I don't know about funny.
Yeah, you do. Not funny, but like let's say cringy.
Yeah, they're all at my expense.
Okay. So I remember, okay, so what was the story with that Leduhead thing? You only saw that guy one time, right?
Leduhead and I, yeah, so we met at a party.
Okay, so you met this guy at a party,
him at a, like, mutual friend's party, cool.
Okay.
Cool. Chatting, cool, yeah. And then we go on a date, and so he, like, suggests to me, he's like, oh, like, I like to do things outside of the box. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I can be adventurous, too. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, get the fuck out of here, buddy. You told me yesterday, you told me that you told a guy you're into hiking, and the last time you went on a hike was 4 years ago. You don't do shit outside the box.
You know, sometimes you gotta make a little white lie in order to get stuff in life.
You gotta over exaggerate, like lie on the resume.
100%. I was like, yeah, of course I'm cool. I can keep up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, what were you thinking? And the guy's like, goat yoga.
What?
Excuse me.
What? And this guy's brown?
I kid you not. I guess it's, he's brown.
And he suggested first date. He just suggested goat yoga.
Yeah. So I guess there's like, in LA, it's a trend.
Please don't tell me you went to goat yoga.
I went to goat yoga.
Oh my God, Budgie. You went to goat yoga?
I went to goat yoga. Yeah. So it was
I guess you are outside the box then. I'd be like, buddy, shut the fuck up and meet me at Cactus on Scott Road right now.
That's the most basic change.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the spicy chicken burger. Thank you.
Not even sandwich. Not even the fucking Vancouver Cactus. Maybe it's the Scott Road one.
I die.
Oh, my God.
No, man. I'm all in Abbotsford for this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you just do yoga and there's goats roaming around. They're literally taking a piss, taking a shit all over the room.
Did one jump on you?
No, I wanted it to jump on my bag, but it didn't.
Okay.
They put like food by our mat and they'd come eat it.
Dude, if a guy ever suggested to do any physical activity on a first date, I would cancel him right there. I'd be like, budgie, we went to the freaking Queen Elizabeth Park yesterday. Yeah. We literally were walking. It wasn't even uphill. There was a slight slant.
It was...
And I was hopping and puffing like I just did.
No, Pammy called it a full-fledged hike.
I thought it was a
hike. Like, you guys, I haven't hiked in forever. We're like, this is not a hike, bro. Dude.
We were on a sidewalk.
Yeah, your hike was a sidewalk.
On a slight incline.
But that kids were scootering down.
Yeah. Kids were running up and down the sidewalk. Burde, we're walking on the sidewalk. And I was hopping and puffing by the time we got to the top. Dude, if a guy ever on a first date was like, let's go hiking or let's like, you know, let's go for a bike ride or something, I'd be like, this is not going to work. I would know right off the bat it's not going to work.
What if you said, let's go for a walk?
Yeah, then I'd be okay.
Okay.
Light.
Why
not, like
not biking though? It's just too sweaty? You wouldn't want to get sweaty on a first date?
I know, I'd be huffing and puffing.
Can't even talk to the guy.
Yeah, I'm just like, excuse me, shut the fuck up.
Most people are like, let's not go to the movies, we can't chat. I'm just like, let's not do anything.
Dude, my ideal first date is anything that is like, we can't talk.
Pam, how are you going to get to know someone?
Because I'm trying not to be awkward. We can talk via text.
Just text me your thoughts throughout the movie things.
Yeah. You can get to know someone over text. You don't have to be in front of their, talk in their face and spit on their face and do all that. You know what I mean? Movie is perfect because you avoid the awkward first interaction. Then after the movie, you have somewhat of a comfortable feeling. I'm completely wrong in this, right?
And then you go to dinner after? Or like,
no, you go home.
You just go home. Okay. Yo, you're completely wrong. I thought maybe you could save it, give you a window, but no.
Okay, I guess the coach is wrong on this one.
Y'all can weigh in with your feedback on this one.
Fuck. No, okay. Physical activity. Okay, you went to goat yoga.
Yeah, so we went to goat yoga, and then...
What was he wearing?
Just, like, track pants.
Okay.
Dude,
I imagine him wearing, like, a super... Because when I picture a guy who suggests goat yoga for the first date, I imagine, like, a guy who's wearing, you know those, like, loose, kind of really short shorts?
Oh, like the European style shorts?
Yeah, like, that's what I pictured, with, like, a wife beater. Like, what's that guy who used to do those, like, workout videos? And he was, like, he was on TV, and he was, like, super, like, he had a fro. He's, like, a white guy who had, like, a fro, old guy. What's that guy's name?
I have zero idea who you're talking about.
The workout guy on TV.
Was it, like, retro style?
Yeah, it was retro style, yeah. Well, he never used to wear, hold on, let me see, workout guy from the 80s, Richard Simmons. Do you remember Richard Simmons?
All you 93 babies out there, don't feel bad if you don't.
Richard Simmons. You know Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. By photo. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I picture when I picture a goat yoga guy. Am I wrong? Does he not look like this guy?
I think the story would have ended differently if he did.
You're like, I don't think the story would have started if he looked like Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I don't think he would have even got my number if he looked like that.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers, okay, Fudgy?
That is true. This is why I went to goat yoga. Yeah. I was like, budgie, you got nothing else going on. Just go.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. You know what? That's a good mindset to have, Beach.
That's just it. You got to be open to everything and anything.
Okay. So goat yoga.
Yeah. So goat yoga, went on that first date.
How was it? How was the date?
It was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, but it was, I don't know. He just kind of like gave me weird feelings.
Okay. Why?
Because like at the end of it, he called me babe, and I was like, this is our first date.
What? Like, I don't really know you like that. At the end of the first date? Like, seriously.
He had gotten a haircut, and I was like, oh, your hair looks good. And he's like, thanks, babe. And I was like,
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
So that was kind of already like a red flag there.
It's fine if like the person was joking, like as a joke. You know, like. But if he was serious.
But he was like dead. I don't even know, honestly, on a first date how I would jokingly be like, oh, babe.
No, but if you have like rapport or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
if you have that banter.
Yeah, if you have banter.
But like, okay, so leading up to this, he would, even over text, like he was one of those people that would be like, oh, like, hey, cutie pie. Like, hey, sweet cheeks. Like, hey.
He's
like,
getting right. Pumpkin. Right like, there with the googie moogies, eh?
Yeah, like the weirdo, like nasty, like baby names or whatever you call them. And so then. Whatever, the date happens, and after this, I was like, okay, like, I'm probably won't go on a second date. We're still texting for a little bit.
Okay,
and then
so
one
you
day,
decide after the first date that you don't want to go on a second date.
I knew on my end. I was like, no, this okay. is it. Mm-hmm. And then we're casually texting, and it was, like, a Saturday, like, afternoon, mm-hmm. and I don't know, we're on my phone. He's like, hey, what's up, Laddoohead? And I was like,
He goes.
And he's like, so he called me Laddoohead, endearingly, like, hey, what's up, Laddoohead? Yeah, what's Laddoohead. Going on? And I was like,
what's up with all these? He was like, yo, she wasn't baiting onto any of these other fucking amazing nicknames I was throwing at her. Maybe I'll try Laddoohead.
I was like,
What'd you say? Did you respond? You probably ignored it, right?
Honestly, I just ignored it. And I was like, oh, nothing, what are you doing? But then I was like, hey, let me fuck like back with him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, nothing. What are you doing, Globjumper? And he's like, oh, that's my favorite dessert. He's like, I love rasmalai too.
Oh,
and
no.
Right then and there, I was like, dude, I fucking give up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm done with this. Goodbye. I've left the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think I would have called it at the goat yoga.
Beggars can't be choosers, I?
No.
I was like,
I think you could be a chooser at that point.
I ignored like 13 flags. I'm like, no, it'll turn around.
Like, he's going the extra mile for no reason. You know what I mean?
And you know, one of the saddest part is like, up until like Amir pointed out to me, he's like, shouldn't Budgie be offended that like he's saying she looks like a laddu? It didn't even occur to me. I was like, are you trying to say I look like a
because,
laddu?
Yeah, people say laddu as like a, you know, like a little golumolu.
There you go. Now you guys got my age, height, and weight.
And weight. Now you know. Just picture
you know.
A laddu head. That's Budgie.
I died. Oh my God. This guy fucking called me laddu head.
Laddu head, bro. So that was. Do you like go on quite a few dates?
I wouldn't say like quite a few, but I've had my fair share of dates. Yeah,
fair share of dates.
I would say so, yeah. Okay. Let's just say I went from one extreme to the next.
What do you mean one extreme?
I went from like a traditional guy to like a metro guy.
Traditional and metro are two different things. What do you mean? A hairy guy to a non-hairy?
Yeah.
Wait, who was a hairy guy?
All of them. What? Any traditional brown guy's not about to fucking do shit all with their hair, okay?
Yo, we were just talking about the hairy versus non-hairy thing.
And hairy won.
Hairy, yeah. Most
hairy
girls wanted
pool.
Like the hairy guy. Yeah. Okay, so you...
I went on a date with this guy and it was fun. Whatever. We just like went out for a drink. For me, it felt like it was a blind date. And I told him, I was like, hey, I feel like I'm walking into this as a blind date because he's so low profile online I hardly even knew what he looked like. I didn't know his full name, like nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, you best believe I had my location services on. Anyways, go on this date. He's fine, nice guy, whatever. But like, yeah, coming back to the hair topic.
What?
He lasers... his whole upper body.
Fuck out of here.
And his face, which is fine. Like a lot of
people, what? He lasers his face?
Like on top of his beard.
Okay. Okay.
Like his arms, chest, back, everything. And like he was man enough to admit it to me and be like, yeah, I just got like my laser done today. Okay, and I was okay. Yeah, but you can tell, like, I even said to him, I was like, I feel like your morning routine would be longer than mine.
Wow, yeah, see, I would not be into that.
Yeah, see, and that was the thing that rubbed me off. But again, beggars can't be choosers. So I was like, hey, like, have an open mind.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about a guy getting... Okay, this is the only thing. I literally just got my arms lasered, like, last year. Okay?
You literally just shaved your legs after a year. I literally just
shaved my legs after a year. So... I ain't trying to fuck with no guy who's getting full body laser. That's dude, crazy.
He would have better upkeep than I would.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, we could be motivation for you.
Yeah, that's fair. I could probably use it.
Yeah. You guys could get a couple's discount.
2 for 1.
2 for 1. And you go at the same time. Okay. He can keep you on top of your maintenance
routine.
Bro,
he told me the price he got. I was like, give me your lady's number. Like, that's cheaper than I pay.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's crazy. He lasers his whole so armpits too.
Oh, I don't know, I didn't ask.
I think armpits would be a little wild.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. How's dating been since quarantine?
Non-existent,
really.
I mean,
are you talking to more people?
Well, no, because I'm not online personally, so okay. I like,
so how are you meeting these people?
Just like through people.
Really? Laser guy you met through someone?
No, that was IG.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
he just DM'd you on IG?
Just a DM.
Yo,
slide.
People are doing that, just random guys sliding into DMs.
I had another guy from Kelowna just slide in my DMs.
No.
Yeah, he just friend request, and then whatever, if you take the bait and go for it, and then you wait a little bit, and
no,
then you get
people
the
actually
DM.
Do that.
Yeah,
to normal people, not like celebs. Not just
to
celebs?
Normal people, yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No one fucking slides into my DMs.
I'm sure you do.
No, not a fucking single person besides that old Buddha who offered me $200 a daily allowance.
Yeah, you just had the best slide. What
no,
do you mean?
No, no. That wasn't a slide. Everyone gets those slides, okay?
Do you slide into celebrities' DMs?
No, what the fuck am I going to slide into a celebrity DM for, bro?
I've tried before.
Bro, no one slides into my DMs. So pathetic.
You know the guy from Family Karma?
Yeah.
The, what was his name now?
Bobby?
No, the cute one.
Bobby?
Was it Bobby?
Brian.
Brian. I tried to slide in his DM.
You slid into Brian's DM?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So cute. I was like, what? Maybe this will be that, like, you know, fairy tale story that it's
cute
like,
story.
She's the one.
Let me guess, he ignored you.
Oh, hell yeah. I got pissed. I was like, dude, I'm deleting this. I don't want to be reminded every day. I'm never
oh my
being
God.
Seen.
What did
like,
you say? Yo, he probably got so many DMs from girls.
Oh, yeah. He's so good looking.
Yeah.
Such a good looking guy.
Oh my God. I would never. Should I message Clack back?
Is that the guy?
That's the white guy, yeah.
Yeah, let him know.
Let him know, eh?
Gagarin and I will take shifts.
Yeah.
Reply.
He can split the money. Split the profits. Are a lot of your friends single?
No, all
really?
My friends are dating.
Really? Like in relationships?
Yeah.
You're the only single one. So you're like me.
I'm the only single one. Yeah, exactly. They all are either like have their weddings planned or they're in serious committed relationships.
Yeah.
And then there's me.
Yeah, same thing. Except mine's worse because all my friends are married and have kids.
Oh.
And I'm more single than you because at least you're going on a date with Laser Guy.
With laser.
I'm over here
with a booty
with Clack in my fucking DMs. Fuck, bro. But that's because
life.
I John kid don't like, you know, put myself out there.
So what's my excuse?
Yeah, I don't know your excuse. Dude, were you watching the live that day that I told that story about that girl who met the guy on Thill Mill?
No.
Okay, so Let me should like share this story on the podcast because I didn't. But so I got this DM from a girl who like, because I told people to submit their Thill Mill like stories, like successful like Thill Mill stories or whatever, horrible ones, like didn't matter. So she goes on to tell me the story and she's like, okay, so I matched with this guy on Thill Mill and she's like, and we hit it off. Like he was really nice and sweet and like, you could tell like he was ambitious and like a hard worker and stuff, like a genuine type of person. And she's like, But he always would like he would randomly like make comments like, I just want you to know, like, I don't have a lot of money. Like, I don't make a lot of money. Like, I work crazy hours just to make ends meet. Like, I'm, you know, so I can't give you like a crazy lifestyle or anything like that, right?
Okay.
And she was like, you know, I thought to myself, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you can't change someone's personality, but you can, you know, build a life with someone. And like, you, if you're a hard worker, you can get like success in the future, like whatever. She's like, at the end of the day, I'm not looking for like some, you know, somebody like crazy rich or anything. Like, I just want like a genuine nice person, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, and plus I really liked him. So like, she was like, I don't care. Like, I just, whatever, like, I don't care, right? And then they were like talking more and more and more. And then one day she was like, hey, like, I'm gonna like video call you. And he's like, I can't right now, I'm at work. And then he's like, I also like broke my headphones and I can't get new ones until I get my next paycheck. What? So yeah, so like, I'll talk to you like when I get like headphones or whatever, right?
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And then she like felt bad that he couldn't even afford headphones, right? First of all, that'd be like the biggest fucking red flag for me.
Yeah, that's kind of worrisome. I was gonna say, I would be like,
man's can't afford headphones. Snip, 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 bro.
Snip the cord.
Hang up the phone. Block the number. Like, I can't afford headphones. Like, that's extreme, right?
That's extreme.
That's fucking extreme. So like, then
can
she's
you afford
like,
a kachi?
So what?
Can you afford a kachi?
Yeah, exactly. Like headphones are $12. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Does he need Bluetooth headphones? Maybe that's what it was. I don't know, right? So she was like, she felt bad because she's like, I knew how hard he worked and stuff, and I just like felt really bad, right? So she bought him AirPods and shipped him AirPods. Yeah. And he got them and he was like so emotional. He was like crying and stuff. He's like, oh my God, I can't. This is too much. I can't believe you did this. Or she's like, no, you deserve
it.
Yeah,
it is too much.
Yeah, it is too much.
Yeah. It's
too much. Okay. So then he's like, this is too much and stuff. Like, you know, I can't like accept this. She's like, no, you work so hard. You deserve it. Whatever. I just wanted to get you something, right? He's like, I want you to come and see me. They live in different cities. Okay. He's like, I want you to come and see me. Like, I can't, like, I can't get time off work and stuff. But, like, if you can come here, that'd be great. Right. She's like, yeah, sure. And then she starts looking at flights and she's like, do these days work and stuff? He's like, yeah, but don't book any flights yet. I just want to make sure that I have like time off work and stuff. She's like, okay. And in the meantime, he booked her flight for her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And okay. And he's like, and I got you like an Airbnb and stuff. So like, don't worry about that. And she was like, I was feeling so bad because I know that he's already like struggling with money. Now he's like booking me this flight, got me a place to stay and
that
stuff.
Was so sweet. Yeah.
And then she's like, and then he's like, no, I want you to come see me. So I'm going to pay for it. Blah, blah, blah. Right. So she's like, I get there, I fly there and I get to the airport. And she's like, he comes to pick me up and he pulls up in a nice ass truck.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And she's like, I was like, okay, clearly this is like a rental or something, or maybe it's his buddy's car or whatever, right? And he's like, hey, let's go to the Airbnb and like eat dinner. And then tomorrow we'll meet my family. Right? Because I think at this point, like, they're both on the same page in terms of like being serious with each other.
Okay.
And she's like, okay. And then like they went to go grab dinner or whatever. And then the next day he comes to pick her up and he's like, okay, now we're going to go to my like family's house. And she's like, he pulls up into this big ass mansion. She's like, huge ass fucking house. And she's like, I'm thinking like we're at the wrong place, or he's like, we're stopping off somewhere.
Just testing you.
Yeah. And she's like, we pull up in this huge house and he stops the car and he turns the car off and he turns to her and he's like, so I lied to you. I am not struggling for money. I'm actually extremely successful. I have a lot of money.
Wow.
And this is my house. And I just wanted, he's like, he's like, any girl that knows me or like dates me for my money.
That's fair.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I just wanted to like meet someone who got to know me for me and didn't want like, like, you know, didn't want me for my money or anything. And he's like, and you didn't care about any of that. You fucking sent me AirPods when you thought I couldn't afford headphones and shit.
Jump
right.
Change for him. Yeah. Girl, those were not too much.
Yeah, that's for a refund, bitch.
I hope you kept the receipt.
Yeah, fuck. And she's like, what the fuck? And now, like, they're, like, you know, committed in a serious, committed, like, relationship. They're not married or anything yet, but, like, and she's met his whole family, oh, and they're, like, so nice to her and everything. And yeah. I'm just like, bro.
Was that similar to your Dill Mill story?
No, not even fucking close. Because I would cut a guy off if his grammar wasn't on point.
But how would you feel if a guy tested you when it came to his money?
If he was rich at the end of the day, I'd be like, oh, good, honey. I understand. I totally understand.
I get why he did that. I can understand why someone would think women are only with him for their money.
If a guy lied to me that he's below average, like, money-wise, but he's actually extremely rich, I would not even get mad for a fucking split second. Are you kidding me? And any girl who says that they would is lying. She's a liar. I would not get mad. I would get mad if a guy said he was rich and he turns out that he's
won't
not.
Be, yeah, a bunch of you won't be lying when you got that Louis bag on your
Yeah. You're not going to be mad about, like, you, at the end of the day, it sounds so bad, but you wouldn't be mad.
No, I don't think you would be mad. I think I would be a little offended that that person thought my character was the type to go for their money. So I'd kind of be
But
like,
you can't even say that because they met online. So that person doesn't know your
character.
So had
they not met prior to this?
No, this was their first in-person meeting. And they were talking for months via text because they live in like different cities.
Oh,
they met on, okay. So they met online.
So I guess you don't really know a
person. Yeah, so you can't, you don't know a person's character, you know? And then eventually after the whole AirPod situation happened, he's probably like, okay, this chick is like legit.
But see, that's our problem is we would have cut the guy off even before we could get this far.
Exactly. That's our problem, bro. Yeah.
That's why we never even get the fucking cake.
Yeah, that's why you have to go on a date with Laser Guy, but who knows? Maybe he's actually testing you, and he's actually...
What would not, the test be?
He's actually hairy.
He's actually hairy as fuck.
And he just wants to know that you treat everybody equally.
Well, guess what? Yes, I do.
This is why I'm going to be single forever. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to be single forever.
No, don't put that out there.
I'm not. I am manifesting an amazing dear diary. Today I woke up next to the man of my dream.
There you go. Every day, just write what you and your imaginary mans are doing.
Shelby is telling me a story today. She's like, her and Gaurav, her and her husband, are going to go get their tires checked. And she's like, every single time we go, the people always say something's wrong with our tires and the appointment always takes so long. And then Gaurav was driving, he's like, no, today it's not going to be like that, whatever. And Shami's like, yeah, it is, it freaking happens all the time. He's like, shut up, I'm trying to manifest. He's like, I'm trying to manifest. And then he turns around, he's like, dear diary, today I went to my tire appointment, everything went great and it was super fast.
And how'd it go?
I don't know, I have to ask them still.
We gotta find
out. I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna message her now.
Gaurav's diary entry worked or not.
I wanna see if that worked. Yo, what if it worked?
Yo, I bet you Gaurav actually has a diary though.
Yeah. I thought it was so funny that he was like, dear diary. Hold on, let's see how it was.
You gotta put it out there.
What if this would be a crazy example. What if their tire appointment was actually good? If she says it was good.
Shit worked.
Yo, it worked. There She's like, go. It was good, no problems. Oh my god.
Wow, it worked.
It worked.
Dear diary.
Dear diary worked.
That's awesome.
She's like, dear diary. She goes, dear diary, my tire appointment went well.
You got it right back to dear diary.
Thank you so much. Yo, that's crazy. This is the first. She said every single time crazy. They go. But this time, wow, you guys, look at that. Another example of manifestation working.
Manifestation works. Do you have that ring on your finger yet?
I haven't. I'm working on it, okay? A 10-carat diamond ring is going to take a lot of manifesting, okay?
So, okay, when I manifested, I wrote like...
Oh, you did?
I wrote in my like planner, we call it a diary.
Was it after I talked about manifestation?
No, I think it was before.
Oh, okay, fuck you then.
Sorry. Well, I didn't write Dear Diary. Now I will. Yeah, but no. It was literally, I just wrote a list of everything I want out of a man.
No, okay, so you don't want to manifest with a specific person. You want to manifest a person.
Yeah.
The person.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
Exactly.
I feel you. I feel you on that. Dude, somebody asked me in the the submissions, what's your, like, ideal type of guy?
Hmm.
or what's your like ideal? And I wrote a list.
You did? What did your list include?
Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm about to read out my list of what type of guy I think would be good for me, okay? Or what type of relationship I want, okay?
Perfect.
Pause because I have to go get my diary.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't shared this list with anyone, not even like Man Bear or anyone.
Coach, share your playboard.
Damn. But mine's like, mine's a little bit different.
In what sense?
Like mine has no physical attributes.
That's okay.
There's
so it's like, more so what you want out of a relationship.
Yes, it's more like what I want out of a relationship with a with like a person, as opposed to like, oh, I want him to be 6 feet. I want him to this, whatever.
Well, none of that. Your list isn't shallow. That's good.
Yeah, I guess it's not, which is weird because all I do is fucking talk shit.
I'm a shallow bitch, I know.
I think I put on a front that like I'm like this, but I'm actually like really not, maybe.
Well, let's hear it. We'll see. We're excited.
Okay, this is on my list, okay? These are a few things on my list. Someone who's a go-getter, okay? A good friend. Like, not to just me, but to other people. Like a good friend to people.
That's important.
Kind. It's someone who I have a good physical connection with. Someone who I feel like is my soulmate. And someone who I can connect to on, like, a intuitive level. Like we can communicate without talking. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like you just know what each other's
thinking. Like, yeah. Yeah. Or like if I'm in like a mood or like something like that, person would be able to like sense it.
Yeah. Like so someone who knows you so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who like is who's different than me in a lot of ways, but those differences bring us closer together.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good one, right?
I like that. Yeah.
I thought about this list extremely hard.
You did a really good job.
People like to go to them for advice and guidance. I think that's a good thing to have, you know, because I'm a coach, you know, so gotta have a side coach. I have to have an assistant coach.
Coach needs an assistant coach.
The coach needs an assistant coach. And someone who's okay with, you know,
being your assistant.
Being my assistant.
Is what you're saying.
I'm just kidding. No, but like, I'm so, like, and I always tell people, like, when I was on Dale Mill and stuff like that, like I used to go on the lives and tell people like I never told a single person that I talked to on Dale Mill or any online dating site that I have like a podcast or I'm like, you know, like this, like I never shared any of that information.
Yeah.
Because I was like nervous that if I shared that information, they'd be like, oh no, she's too out there. Mm. Like she's too, her personality is too big.
Yeah.
Like she's too loud.
You're too public. You're too known.
Not even public. Just like I'm too loud.
Oh.
Like I swear a lot. I'm rough around the edges. Like that type of shit scares me.
But this isn't you all the time.
No, it's not me all the time. But like, you know, it is a part of me. So I was scared to share that. And a lot of people are like, that's the best thing. That's so cool. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know why I think like that's like a lot of guys. And I think, remember I was talking to you. I'm like, I feel like a lot of brown guys would not.
I think they would be more judgmental.
Yeah, more judgmental. Yeah. Like the way I talk and like this and that. Yeah. Like, yo, bro, what's up? You know? But anyway, so someone who's okay with this whole thing. Okay.
That's so important. This is your craft.
Yeah, exactly. It's my outlet. Someone who has a good relationship with their family and their like home life and all that kind of stuff.
I think that says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, this is so funny, I had to put this in here. Someone who likes to text.
Do you not like calling?
I fucking hate it. Because I'm constantly texting on my phone, constantly texting my friends all day, every day. So I need someone who's also always on their phone. Yeah. Otherwise it's not gonna work. And I fucking hate talking and calling people. Yeah, that's it. Those are like the main things.
I like your list.
Is it a good list? I thought it was pretty good.
I think it's a great list.
Yeah.
I think he don't exist, but it's a great list.
Excuse me. He does exist.
I'm kidding. I think those are all important things. It's not describing anyone specific.
But
I like how you didn't do physical, because I think even just like how you're saying not physical attributes, because putting in there like having a good connection.
As a good physical connection.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's way more important than like, are you tall? Are you this? Are you that?
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go, ladies. So, you heard the list.
You heard the list. Yeah. The coach's list, baby. It's out here.
I am certain you will find that list.
What's your list like?
Well, now I feel shallow as fuck.
Why? What is it?
No, my list, it was short. Like, I don't think I put enough thought into it. Actually, I kind of want to revisit it now.
Oh, nice.
But,
you should.
Yeah, look what you sparked.
Inspiring the masses.
Coach, how do I fix my list?
Yeah, coach. Yo, this is so, actually, the girls who are listening to this podcast, if you are single and you're looking, and a lot of girls are, like, you know, I get your guys' like DMs, I read them and stuff. Go through your list, and if you guys are comfortable sharing some of your list items, DM me, bro. I'll share some of them, and we'll you know.
Maybe we can add to each other's list.
Add to each other's list. Or you can adjust your list. Maybe, you know, maybe I should have some physical things on there, but I don't know.
It's going to be a serious situation where everyone's dating the same guy. Yeah.
No, I really think it's important to, like, have, because obviously we all know what we're physically attracted to. So those things are already set for us in our minds. I feel like the type of relationship.
Do you have physically like one type that you're into, or are you like, I don't have a type?
I honestly don't have a type.
Yeah. So you're more so just what you feel.
Yeah. Like I've been attracted to like all different types of guys, and my friends can vouch for that as well. Yeah. And usually when I see a really good, like a guy who's like good looking, like who's like traditionally good looking, people think are good looking, I don't find that person physically attractive.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why is that?
I don't know. When I see someone, I always think like, what, like, would they like, would we vibe? Yeah. That's my initial thought. Obviously, I see people and guys and I'll be like, yeah, that guy's hot.
Yeah.
Right? But it won't ever go like.
But it's not
like,
the type of attraction where you're
like it's not like an actual like, oh, he's so hot. Like maybe, you know.
I'd want to get to know him.
Yeah. Or, it's never like that.
Interesting.
I never have that type of feeling. Okay, so what are some things on your list?
What was on my list? My list was like having respect with one another. I can't handle when there's not mutual respect. Yeah,
okay, yeah,
I think there should be equality in the relationship.
Yeah, that's a good
loyalty
one.
Is huge.
Oh yeah, I should add that on there.
Communication. I think the most two important things in a relationship should be trust and communication. Without those, I feel like you're on a fractured ground.
Yes.
Yep. Empathetic, good listener. What else did I put on there? I like sense of humor. For me, sense of humor is really big. I want somebody who, I'm not a very serious person all the time, so I want someone who I can like banter with. They can rip on me, I can rip on them. Yeah, but at the end of the day, like we have, so pretty much like you can be friends and you can be like each other's like everything, like
lovers.
Friends. I don't even want to be like lovers and lovers. Yeah. Email me your list.
Okay, I'll email you my list, and then you email me your list, and then I'll keep adding to my list. It's like 17 pages by the end of it.
Where is he?
Where is he? This list is getting longer and longer. But I think like if you really vibe with a person and you're like really into each other, the like everything that you pretty much the rest of it comes all this like type of thing, like you want someone who's like empathetic and has swagger, like you'll start to see swagger in them.
100%.
You know, you'll start to see their empathy, like those type of things. So this is more like just for me to know,
but those are the things you value, right?
Yeah,
which is
the
important
fun,
to know
fun ji jan hai ji bakwas
pass time
bakwas pass time bakwas
Kush currently.
Kush currently. Paper based currently.
The culture. Yeah, I manifest too.
Dear diary.
I have a diary.
Oh my God. Yeah, send me your guys' list items. Actually, do you want to know a funny story? Actually, it's not a funny story, but this is a. So, one of my puppies, she met. She listens to the podcast, so she's going to be like, I can't be sharing this story, but I won't say the names. But she met my cousin online.
Okay.
On an online dating platform. And she, and at the time they started like messaging each other, he was talking to another girl as well online. So he wasn't really like kind of like, he wasn't really messaging back fast. He was like taking, you know, it was kind of like slow. And I think he like let her know like, hey, like I'm currently like talking to someone else right now, blah, blah, blah. Right. But she was really into him. So she's like, I started to use manifestation.
No. As,
yeah. So she's like, every night before I went to bed, I would say like, so-and-so is my husband.
No.
Yeah. And like, and she'd go to sleep.
Oh. Yeah. Damn. Okay. And?
And now they're fucking married. They're married, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing wrong.
They're married, bro. Damn. But she manifested like a specific person. Like a specific like human being.
That's so crazy to me.
Is that crazy?
That's wild.
Dude, the more I talk about this, the more people like tell me like the type of shit
stories
that
stories
of
what's
yeah,
happened.
Look at the fucking tire story.
Yeah. We got proof just today.
Yeah, the tire fucking appointment yeah. went fine. That's a crazy thing. To me, that's crazy, but...
That is so crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I can't believe they're married.
They're married now. They got kids and shit. Isn't that wild?
I do believe it's real.
Yeah, I think there's hella truth to it. Yeah. All right, guys. Send me your fucking list. And make sure you guys follow me on the Instagram account at Coach P Podcast. Follow me on my business account at Made by PG. B, do you have anything to drop?
Lumen Society.
Yes.
Instagram.
Follow. It's a nonprofit organization.
Nonprofit
right?
organization for mental health awareness. We also have our website, www.lumensociety.ca, where you can donate to one of four charities.
Yes. I'll link it also in the show details, you guys. Follow them, support them. And we'll catch you next week on Coaches Don't Play. Bye.